Photos, search for missing submersible highlights ongoing fascination with Titanic. By Rebecca Mansour on June 20, 2023. The ongoing search for the missing deep-sea vessel that was viewing the wreckage of the doomed ocean liner RMS Titanic has grabbed the public's attention and renewed its fascination with the tragic shipwreck. The submergible vessel, operated by OceanGate Expeditions, reportedly has 5 people on board and only has oxygen for up to 96 hours. The 21-foot craft began its descent in the North Atlantic on Sunday but lost contact with the surface less than 2 hours later, according to authorities. OceanGate Expeditions said in a statement late Monday that for some time, "We have been unable to establish communications with one of our submersible exploration vehicles which is currently visiting the wreck site of the Titanic." The company uses a submersible named Titan for its dives to the wreck, with seats priced at $250,000 apiece, according to its website. The loss of the vessel, near the same site as the iconic lost ship, has once again ignited the public's interest in the ill-fated luxury liner. The White Star Line's RMS Titanic set sail on its maiden voyage from England to New York in April 1912 with 2,224 passengers and crew on board, including some of the most famous tycoons and aristocrats of the day. But disaster struck on the night of April 15, when the ship hit an iceberg and sank. About 1,500 passengers and crew lost their lives in the freezing waters of the North Atlantic. The lucky ones who escaped in lifeboats, of which there were not enough for every passenger, were rescued the next morning by the RMS Carpathia. The sinking of the Titanic remains the most famous maritime disaster in history and the fourth most deadly of the 20th century. The disaster became popularized as an example of hubris because the ship had been touted as an unsinkable miracle of the industrial age. Some also see it as an example of the Gilded Age's class discrimination because the vast majority of the passengers who died were in second and third class. In fact, more first-class male passengers survived than third-class children, despite the crew's instructions for women and children to be given priority in the limited number of lifeboats. The official inquests and congressional hearings in Great Britain and the United States following the disaster led to important maritime reforms, including new laws requiring sufficient lifeboats and other safety features for ocean liners. The wreck of the Titanic was located in 1985 by a U.S.-French expedition, which again sparked the public's interest in the story of the legendary ship. This in turn inspired director James Cameron's Oscar-winning 1997 movie Titanic and also galvanized a lucrative underwater tourism industry near the wreckage. AFP contributed to this article.